You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
I would say that over the last couple of years, the post game has become something other than what I ever intended it to be, which was us just sort of talking about everything that we had done before, hence the post game. And Juju is a man of the people. He's the voice of the fan for our audience. He has a very good ear for what works and what doesn't. So I wanted to bring him in here and just get a review of how we did today. Juju, what were your thoughts on what we did well, what we did poorly, your general feel? You've been, look at the smile on Chris Cody's face. Why are you smiling like that, Chris?
Because I mean, Juju started smiling and I'm excited for this segment.
Okay, so let's see what we've got here. Juju, what is your assessment on how we did today?
I mean, look, I cannot believe y'all started the show off talking about sports. Like, I was like, where the hell am I? Y'all didn't lead the show off talking about some damn cupcake. So who ate the damn cupcake for a whole HBO hour? Y'all actually watched sports this weekend? Besides Izzy admitting that he didn't watch the best game of the whole week, I'm surprised y'all wasn't talking about toenails or, like, I don't know. So salute to, hats off to the first block of this, the HBO hour. Thank you.
Too much sports, I thought. I thought it was too much sports. You disagree.
It's a sports show. What the hell is nobody tune in to hear your politics bit, bro? Nobody tune in to hear how you don't like Pat McAfee's new guests. Like, we here want to hear sports because we seen you on ESPN. We don't give a damn about all that other stuff.
I don't feel
like respect, though. Salute.
I don't feel it's not that I don't like Pat McAfee's guest. I would like to have Bill Belichick. I'd like a chance to crack that open as well. But I would say that there are plenty of people around here who aren't listening because what they want from us is the sports analysis, even though I do understand the criticism that we don't care about sports quite enough, I would say. So, but understood. What else did we do poorly or well today?
Whenever you said that it was disrespectful for Anthony Edwards to yell in KD's face like that, you were the person, one of the people that was leading the charge on, hey, man, the young guard is taking over the old guard. And hats off to you for calling the Golden State Warriors weeks ago. I was still scared of them jokers, but you called it. You said, I don't know, bro. It looks over, and it's over. But this is what it looks like for that young guard to take over the old guard. The young guard, I didn't see that as disrespect at all. That's like, KD, you my GOAT. Yeah, wake up, because I'm cooking you right now on national television. And because of who KD is, I see if this was TJ McConnell, salute to Timothy John McConnell, wherever you are. But this is KD, someone who breathes the spewing of the anger of the Twitter world. And he has all the swords coming at him on his Twitter page, no pause. But it's like, look, that's what it looks like. Like, you want this new game like this? Bro, Anthony Edwards cut the head off the dragon and told the dragon, I'm here now. And that's the new generation. Salute to the new generation. That's how it's done now. You dig me? And it's all love. The same way how we say with the hip-hop beef, where I was disappointed in J. Cole for leaving. Bruh, this is exactly that. I can bust you on the court and then after the game call you my GOAT. We ain't got to take this straight to, oh, this is going to escalate. No, it's not. This is basketball. You feel me?
TJ McConnell is now a Pacer, and I would still argue, Juju, that saying to Kevin Durant's face, you're an old ass, the old is something there that I would see disrespect in if I were Kevin Durant, although he didn't seem to.
Nah, bro, old is the goal. Anthony Edwards, hopefully one day he could have his young person who calls him the GOAT say, I'm killing you right now, OG. Because look, Kevin Durant got rings. He done lived a professional life. He's the same age as Nicholas Batum, as I found out today. You dig me? So I think it was, from my opinion, and I'm not exactly the youth, you dig me? I am 21 years old. I just think that was respect to me. That's respect.
Any commentary you dug up that I need to hear about from our fans on today's show?
No, it was a lot. It was a lot of just hate for the Celtics and Scalabrine. And wow. I mean, I'm a Celtics fan. After seeing Drew Holiday push my dog Caleb Martin in the back, I had a reserve. I'm like, you know what? Oops, my bad. That was kind of Drew's fault. Not even kind of. That was all of Drew's fault. And for him to still stand on the fact that it must somehow be some kind of poison, salute to my Celtic brother. But I think you might have been on all the smoke before you came on our show because the brother looked high.
Whoa, hold on a minute.
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless. Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
You're good.
Yeah, brother. The brother came on the show spewing all the nonsense that was clearly in HD that it wasn't. So I like what he's doing. He's keeping the pressure on the heat and the hatred alive. But we don't need that. We don't need fabricated hate, brother.
Except from PK Subban, who thinks that the Panthers and Lightning need more hate. I like what you're doing with post-game NBA shows on our YouTube channel. When's the next one you're doing, Juju?
We might try to do one tonight. It's according to just my partners in crime, man. Whenever they're ready for it, I'm at their whatever the word is. Insert there. I didn't graduate
behest,
college, but
behest at their behest.
Beck and call.
Yeah, that's the best. You know what I mean?
But you're not sure if you're doing it. We're not sure if we're promoting that there will be an appearance tonight or not. It's up in the air. You may or may
it's
not be appearing.
Okay. 420 was this weekend, so okay. Up in smoke. If DJ Tommy Tom can get on the ones and twos, we will have a show tonight. That's Thomas Darrow. Salute to all the love and support he gives. But before we end it, you know what I mean? The last topic you guys talked about was the Pat McAfee, Bill Belichick situation. I'm not sure if you're getting the reckless speculation music still playing in your ear, but it's still going crazy.
I took it off. That's my fault. when I press the buttons, that's what happens around here. What do you have from the last segment?
So look, okay, I think the changing of the guard as well in the media, the new media, the Draymond Greens, we respect that. This is the mental health era. This is butterfly. This is J. Cole era. This is careful planning. This is care era. And a lot of the old media, they went by guidelines. Is it true, false, whatever the narrative is? So I think Pat McAfee and some of the other former athlete players that are now doing the media, I think they come in with that care installed that the old media just doesn't have. It's not that we hate the media. It's just that we hate the callous that the media shows towards sensitive subjects, in my opinion.
Well put, Juju. We will talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
Yes, sir.